What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, good evening and welcome to the John Whitmer Show. Boy, it is so good to be back regular time. And I say that even though next Sunday we're preempted again. Go figure. Football season will be over soon. One way or the other, it'll be over soon. But it's good to be back. Thank you for joining us. Welcome to the John Whitmer Show, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Thrilled to have you with us here this evening at your local liberal resistance headquarters, where we proudly champion the principles that drive liberals crazy. The stuff that make Karens Karens. The stuff that triggers libs. You know, limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and worst of all, traditional values. You know, the things that make them scream. Oh, I love them. Thrilled to have you with us this evening. If you'd like to call in, our studio lines are open. You can reach me at 316-869-1330. Going to take calls all throughout the show tonight, so feel free to call. You can also email me at john@knssradio.com, on Facebook and True Social, at The John Whitmer Show, and on X, at John R. Whitmer. Reach out. I have all the apps open on my computer here. And you can, so if you message me throughout the show, I will respond. We'd love to hear from you. Also, don't forget, I just wrote some of my commentaries for the week, so make sure you listen to the carry-on commentaries. And again, sorry to do it to you, but we will be preempted next Sunday. But we should be back the rest of December. I don't think there's going to be any other flexing. Chiefs have already clinched, so we should be good. So rest of December, we will be here for you. For the rest of tonight, we've got a great show planned. Jeremy Portnoy, who's an investigative journalist from OpenTheBooks.com, which is one of these government watchdog agencies that tracks federal spending, will be with us to share the results of a new report that exposes taxpayer-funded censorship and how the federal government has been using your tax dollars to silence your voice. Kansas State Senator Renee Erickson will be with us to respond to Governor Kelly's comments this week. On Monday, she called for no new taxes in 2025. Yeah, Laura Kelly's really in touch with mainstream Kansas, isn't she? Curtis Houck from Newsbusters will tell us how MSNBC's reliably liberal audience is tuning out the network with a staggering 54% drop in primetime viewership. Oh, it couldn't happen to a nicer network since Election Day. And with property tax bills arriving in taxpayer mailboxes starting this week, we'll talk with Sedgwick County Commissioner-elect Jeff Blueball about the chances of seeing meaningful property tax relief next year. And, of course, we'll be taking your calls at 316-869-1330. So we had Thanksgiving. I hope everybody had a happy, joyful, and tryptophan-filled Thanksgiving. Phil, did you have a good
day? I did.
Good,
I
good.
Had a fantastic Thanksgiving.
Good. So did I. My wife outdid herself yet again, as she always does. Had a great Thanksgiving. And as families gathered around their dining room tables this Thanksgiving, it is, you saw some of these tweets and posts on social media where some of the Trump derangement syndrome sufferers weren't going to their family Thanksgivings, but there was still much to be thankful for this Thanksgiving. And I saw a rather amusing article recently that came out where they expressed some of the things that, you know, folks can be grateful for, particularly beginning next January 20th. And so I wanted to share with you things that we can be grateful for, thanks to the victory from November. So we can be grateful there are no cabinet posts for people like for, you know, Trump derangement syndrome sufferer, excuse me, Liz Cheney. I'm grateful. Pardon me. Liz Cheney, who burned her Republican bridges by campaigning for Kamala Harris, will not be in the White House or in the cabinet, because I guarantee you Cheney would have been the token Republican, quote unquote. She didn't get one. We dodged that one. Admiral Richard Levine, the Assistant Secretary of Health, the Health and Human Services. This is the man who dresses up like a woman. Well, she is out of a job on January 20th. There's something to be grateful for. For that matter, Transportation Secretary Mayor Pete will be bicycling his way back to South Bend, Indiana. There's something to be grateful for. All those complaints, by the way, that Trump's cabinet posts are not qualified, just point them over to Mayor Pete, because he was about as qualified as, you know, a paper bag. Tom Homan, he's Trump's pick to he's going to be the border czar. In January, he will replace Kamala Harris as border czar. There's something to be grateful for. He's actually been to the border, knows what he's talking about, will actually shut down illegal immigration. He actually knows where the border is.
But wait, she said she wasn't the border.
That's right. That's right. So,
I guess it depends on the day, right?
That's true. That's true. Because she, Tom Homan can actually spell the border. That means the ends of open borders. There's something else to be grateful for. Governor Tim Walz won't get to redefine masculinity. There's something to be grateful for. We won't have to, watch him try and load a shotgun anymore. So that hopefully, we get to be done with him. Senator Chuck Schumer is now in the minority in the United States Senate. We won't have to listen to him ramble on and sleep his way through Senate as the Senate majority leader. The Democrats' far left legislative agenda is at least on ice for hopefully the next 4 years, since even if they somehow were able to get control of both the House and the Senate, Trump would veto anything they came up with. So at least for the next 4 years, their legislative agenda is dead on arrival. There's something to be grateful for. Here's one. Title IX will actually be used to defend women's rights for a change. There's something to be grateful for. I've got one along these lines. San Jose State University women's volleyball team lost in the championship round. The man who played on the team lost to a biologically female team. There's something to be grateful for. The guy deserved it. Shouldn't have been played in the first place. DEI, deservably, will be kicked to the curb across the federal government in the second Trump term. When Pete Hegseth takes over as Secretary of Defense, DEI will be dishonorably discharged from the Pentagon. The military will actually be used to, kill things and take land and actually do what the military's there for, much less drag queen events and things like that. Will probably be no longer appropriate in the United States military. A gaggle of left-wing celebrities who promised to leave the country if Trump wins, well, hopefully, they'll leave the country. There's something to be grateful for. It remains to be seen how many of them will actually make good on the promise. But if they do, there's something to be grateful for. The long overdue end of Mitch McConnell's, you know, whatever his issues have been mentally, but at least he's no longer Senate Republican leader. We might actually get a leader in the leadership in the Senate. And of course, lastly, speaking of Thanksgiving dinners, we can truly be thankful that we won't be force-fed 4 years of Kamala Harris's indigestible word salads. That's something to be grateful for. Ugh, no more Kamala Harris. We'll take a quick break, and then Jeremy Portnoy, investigative journalist from OpenTheBooks.com, will share the results of a new report that exposes taxpayer-funded censorship and how the federal government is using your tax dollars to silence your voice. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Want to remind you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. AFP believes freedom and opportunity are the keys to unleashing prosperity for all. They're a community of millions of concerned citizens advocating for solutions based on proven principles. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org and sign up. I tell you, it's a great organization. They do great work. And of course, while you're online, don't forget to follow and like the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and find us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. A new report from OpenTheBooks.com has quantified federal spending to study and combat, quote, misinformation beginning in 2017. At least $273 million has been spent on grants and contracts, including the term. Now, the big question is who defines what misinformation is, but $127 million has been spent specifically on research and on-the-ground efforts to counter COVID-related misinformation and help people overcome it by following public health recommendations, of course, from the government, because we can all trust the government, of course. You know, trust the science, after all. With us now to answer those questions is Jeremy Portnoy, investigative journalist from OpenTheBooks.com. Jeremy, thank you for joining us this evening. Pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
So, since 2021, the Biden-Harris administration has spent $267 million on research grants with the term misinformation in the proposal. Is that right? $267 million, and of course, it's whatever they define as misinformation, right?
Right. And the scary part, like you mentioned, John, is that there's really no objective way to classify something right as misinformation, right? There's a very fine line between something that's objectively untrue and something that the government just doesn't want you to know. That's a lot of money going into suppressing free speech and arguably towing the line into direct censorship.
Right. Well, and especially with the funds related to COVID, because there was so much unknown. I mean, it was, you know, 3 weeks to flatten the curve and don't wear a mask, wear two masks, get the shot, don't get the shot. You know, some those of us who've never been vaccinated and never will. There was just so much bad information. Who decides what's misinformation and what isn't?
Right. Exactly. I mean, even now, there's still new studies coming out about COVID. We're learning more all the time.
Right.
So there's a very big difference, right, between promoting what the government wants you to know and suppressing any opinion that disagrees with them. It's one thing for the government to tell you, hey, we think you should get the vaccine. We think you should wear a mask. It's another thing entirely for them to spend $127 million to restrict the viewpoint of anyone who's trying to tell them otherwise.
Or try and punish you if you say something different. Or in one particularly brazen instance, $200,000 was spent slandering Trump, correct? This is taxpayer money. Is that right? I mean, this report's very exhaustive, but they found instances like that where they were literally spending taxpayer money attacking people.
Right. That's $200,000 that went to George Washington University to conduct a study on how populist leaders such as Trump and a few other examples from around the world supposedly divided society during the pandemic and studying the supposedly negative effects that that had. So again, that's, you know, I mean, we could go back and forth over whether that's true, but they're deciding that anyone who says differently and that populist leaders did not divide people they're saying that's misinformation and that shouldn't be seen as the truth online or in schools or anywhere else.
You know, I love joking, and it's sad, but I love talking about, you know, these are the people who said for years to trust the science, and now they are also the same people that believe in 92 genders. But it's, when you look at some of the spending, I mean, the $750,000 from the National Science Foundation for Fact Champ, a fact checker. And again, who defines what the facts are? Because these same people would say that the fact are there's more than two genders, that they're, you know, I mean, it's so subjective, and yet they're spending hundreds of thousands, well, hundreds of millions of dollars of our money on this nonsense.
Yeah, I think those grants from the National Science Foundation are some of the most alarming ones in here. You mentioned one. There's another in here, $13 million we spent to try and create AI-powered censorship. That's a direct quote that can automatically go online, restrict certain viewpoints, promote others from the second something is posted before it even reaches the general public.
We're talking with Jeremy Portnoy, investigative journalist with OpenTheBooks.com. Can you give us some other examples of this type of abuse of taxpayer dollars?
Well, a lot of it is COVID, like we discussed, right? That was about half the spending. It spiked in 2021. It's been slowly decreasing each year since then. But a lot of that then branches off from COVID into studying what they're saying are the root causes of COVID misinformation and other misinformation. So there's $2.5 million here for the University of Pennsylvania, for example, to identify what they said was COVID misinformation and spreading around black communities, rural communities, sectioning off these specific groups of people and trying to determine how supposedly these people were getting fake information. Of course, then based on science that some would say has turned out to be shaky over the last few years.
Well, we have to assume, or hope rather, that the new DOGE agency will help prevent this kind of waste, you know, kill off some of this kind of spending. Isn't that the general premise of the purpose of this agency, Jeremy?
Yeah, they're certainly going to try. I'd say I'm cautiously optimistic, right? Because the most important thing here is accountability and actual action. I mean, at Open the Books, we've been identifying waste like this for close to a decade now. So DOGE is going to have a similar mission, but it's going to be a matter of whether they can take the next step and see if they can make some changes in Washington and get Congress to stop funding these wasteful initiatives.
So you mentioned the organization. It's OpenTheBooks.com. I know that your tagline is every dime online in real time. That you really, and it's not, you don't make policy decision or commentary. It's not a commentary site. It's literally just trying to a transparency site, basically. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're trying to do, what your goal is?
Yeah, so at Open the Books, we file about 60,000 freedom of information requests every year to capture every dime the government spends, whether that's grant spending, salaries, pensions. So yes, we call it a transparency revolution. We're trying to get everyone in the country to be aware how every dollar gets spent, because once you have full transparency, that's when you can really go and say, hey, this is not right. I'm paying taxes. This is not where it should be spent. It shouldn't be funding, you know, it shouldn't be suppressing misinformation. It shouldn't be funding nonsense studies. So that's when people can then take action and force Congress to do something about it.
Well, that's exactly right. I remember the last time we really were delving into this kind of stuff, where they were spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on things like the Michelle Obama Trail and LGBTQ projects. And those were all as part of the essential spending that was necessary. Basically, pork barrel projects that were only being used to buy people's votes in Congress. And it's that kind of stuff that if voters don't know about it, they can't stop that kind of nonsense.
Exactly. I mean, we're uncovering new stuff every week. We just had a report come out about Dr. Anthony Fauci is still receiving a $15 million security detail as a private citizen. We've got reports on earmarks, like you talked about, reports on improper payments, $1 trillion in Biden's administration sent away by mistake to the wrong person or for the wrong amount. And it happens every day, and you just don't realize. So that's why we really need a true transparency revolution, because once people are made aware, we really believe that's when things will transform.
Well, and I know that even on his way out, Biden's got, I just saw an article today where Joe Biden has planned to give hundreds of millions of dollars worth of new spending and weaponry to Ukraine. And he just basically instructed them to give everything you can to Ukraine before I go, because he's afraid of what Trump will do. Well, but that's not the point. You lost. You lost because there was a mandate. But hey, before I go, let me do as much damage as I can. So it's, I'm glad to have organizations like yours. Again, if folks are interested, Jeremy, they can find you at openthebooks.com, correct?
That's correct. And you can head to openthebooks.substack.com as well. That's where we've got some of our longer reports, like this misinformation report we've been discussing.
Jeremy, I appreciate you joining us, my friend, especially taking time on your Thanksgiving holiday. Appreciate you joining us, brother.
I appreciate it too, John.
Have a happy Thanksgiving. What's left of it, my friend. We'll take a quick break, and then Kansas State Senator Renee Erickson will be with us to respond to Laura Kelly's, you could say comments, you could say demand, on Monday when she called for no new tax cuts next year. That's going to happen. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. If you ever miss a part of a show, don't worry about it. We got you covered. We post clips from all of our shows. We post single episodes, single hours. The entire show is one audio file. There's lots to choose from. Just download the always free Odyssey app to get started. And of course, while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page, and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, on Monday, Governor Laura Kelly called for no new tax cuts in 2025. This comes after she spent $2 million and affiliated groups spent another $1 million in the last election trying to break the supermajority and failing miserably. The only election she did win was to defeat her own minority leader. Talk about completely out of touch. With us now to respond to the governor's orders that they not pass any new tax cuts is State Senator Renee Erickson. Renee, we appreciate you taking its time away from your holiday weekend to join us here this evening. Senator, thank you for joining us. I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving.
I did, John. Thanks so much for having me on.
Where do I begin with this? The specific phrasing that she used was that you guys need to, quote, just take a breath and wait. You know, it's hard to breathe when you're overtaxed. What's she thinking, Renee?
Well, John, I wish I knew. You know, I worked across the state door knocking in every district from every corner, and I can tell you without an exception, property tax relief was the number one issue.
Yeah.
And it just shows again that, you know, the governor's out of touch with everyday Kansans. It showed in the results of the election, and it showed in her saying, hey, don't take up the number one issue that people are clamoring for.
Right.
So I'm not sure what she's thinking, to be honest, John.
No, you're absolutely right. As you know, my wife and I knocked on thousands of doors this same election cycle. People weren't telling us we need less, you know, we're taxed enough, we're just fine. No, they were saying the exact same thing. We need property tax relief. We need income tax relief. I mean, you know, let me guess, the governor wants you to do Medicaid expansion, which, again, was an issue nobody was talking about at the doors. I just don't understand what she's thinking, what her priorities are.
Well, that's a great question. You know, it's great to see her try to be fiscally responsible in an area, because I've never known her to, you know, use caution when it comes to spending on things that she wants. So for her to say, we're not going to give the money back to the people it belongs to, the taxpayers, when we, you know, she's touting this surplus and we have the ability to do so, it just is falling on deaf ears. And I can assure you that Republicans will lead a charge to lower Kansas property taxes early this upcoming session.
I'm glad you brought up the surplus, because
I would understand. I would probably still disagree with her, but I would understand if she was trying to be fiscally responsible and say, hey, you know, we can't afford tax cuts. But, and you know, this isn't, they're going to, you know, bring up the whole Brownback thing again, but this isn't 2015. You guys are sitting on, depending on the numbers, upwards of $4 to $5 trillion in reserves, and that's above and beyond the rainy day fund. You've got plenty of money. You can certainly afford to give some property tax relief, maybe do a cap on, you know, like a 4% cap on new taxes. You could do maybe something for seniors or people on a fixed income. I just, again, I'm coming back to this. I don't understand why she feels like she can't give this. The only thing I can come back to is she wants to spend it.
Well, you just hit the nail on the head. She wants to spend it, but she needs to be reminded, and we will remind her frequently, it's not her money. It's not the government's money. And people, everyday Kansans, having that extra money in their pockets, it will spur more economic growth than some bloated bureaucratic government program. And so we will make sure that it gets back into the hands of the rightful owners, which are the taxpayers of Kansas.
By the way, we're talking with State Senator Renee Erickson. Renee, I think you nailed it right there. She thinks, and typical of most Democrats, they think that they know how to spend our money better than we do. So let's talk, and as you know, I'm going to be up there. Our good friend John Eck is sponsoring the John Whitmer Show. We're going to be up there broadcasting from Topeka one Sunday a month. The first one will be on January 12th, because you guys are going back on the 13th. And I've talked to the Speaker of the House. I've talked to Senate President Ty Masterson. I know that your plan is to get started right away. And one of the main issues, the two main issues that I've heard, are passing the plan so that the legislature can do their own budgeting. And the second one is property tax relief. What other issues do you think are going to be main priorities as you move forward with the 2025 session?
Yeah, John, we have an aggressive agenda, and those two things you mentioned are going to be, you know, first out of the gate. We're not going to waste any time. We're going to hit the ground running with those two things. In addition, I'm sure we'll take up the gender mutilation bill that the governor vetoed and we weren't able to override last session. We will override it, so I anticipate that will come early in the session as well.
If I can interrupt you, and you think you can override it this time in part because of the legislative or the election victories, right? Because part of the reasons those didn't pass, the overrides didn't pass, was because some of our quote-unquote Republicans who didn't vote to override are now gone, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's a common sense issue. Kansans understand that it's not right for young people to be making life-altering changes before they turn 18. And that's all the bill says, is you need to be 18 before you make a decision like that. And I think people realize that's important. We don't allow minors to do a lot of things that they're not ready to make that decision on. And this is no different. So
I like the fact that you call it gender mutilation instead of what the left likes to call it, which is gender-affirming care, which is a complete misnomer.
Absolutely. I mean, let's call it what it is. And it is gender mutilation. And so I look for that to come up early. I think we will start work. I'm excited about working on a new school finance formula. I was named to that 11-member committee. We have to have a new school finance formula by January 11th, 2027. So that will start heating up here pretty quick, and look forward to working on that.
You know, I'm glad, again, this is another thing, because you and I both know that the current system is frankly unsustainable. We're throwing more and more money at the K-12 system. It's not changing outcomes. It's not changing performance. Our students are sadly still not college and career ready. The performance metrics are still at or below standards and not improving. So clearly throwing more and more money isn't solving the problem. We do need to work on finding some way to put accountability into the funding formula.
Yes, and I'm excited because the statute actually charges this committee with not just looking at the formula itself, but looking at outcomes of
yes.
the formula. And so I think that's been the missing key, is we haven't focused on student outcomes. We've only focused on how much money we're putting in, not what we're getting for that money. And we are charged by statute to look at the outcomes, make sure that we're using the money to help the kids achieve what we say that we should be doing, starting out of the gate in my books with literacy. And I got the latest ACT results, John, and it's the lowest I think it's ever been in the history of our state. Mm. Statewide, out of our 2024 graduates, only 18% were college and career ready, according to the ACT. 18%. That's unacceptable. Our kids deserve better. So I see this as a golden opportunity to make sure that the kids are getting the quality education they deserve.
Yeah, the schools love to tout graduation rates, but if they need remedial training the minute they get to college, then are we really graduating them with preparing them for, you know, higher education? The other problem, though, Renee, you and I both know, is if we're going to tackle some of these issues, we're going to have to deal with the courts. Because the way the courts are now, the first time you guys bring up funding formula, schools, the KNEA, the KASB are going to sue the taxpayers for more taxpayer money with taxpayer money. So I think also then, part and parcel, we're going to have to look at change judicial selection. Is that something that you guys are going to consider?
There is talk, John. You know, it's been tried several times before, but we are definitely not going to give up on that. We're the only state in the country that does it the way we do. It's secretive. It's not the way it should be done, and it does need to change. I will say, though, that since Gannon, we do have data that shows what Gannon instructed the schools to do has not happened. The kids that were the focus of that, at-risk students,
at risk,
they have not improved, even with court-defined adequate funding. And so I think we have a good argument of saying, look, we put the money in, we didn't get the results we should. And I think the courts will be receptive to that. But at the end of the day, the bigger picture is we do have to change how we select our Supreme Court justices.
Yeah, either a direct elect or federal model. I'm kind of a fan of direct elect. Let's let the people have the say. But Renee, I appreciate you again. Thank you for taking your time on a holiday evening, on a Sunday night, to join us. If folks want to connect with you, if they want to stay in touch, what's the best way for them to reach out?
They can email me at my Senate address, or I'm on Facebook and X.
I appreciate you as always. Thank you again for taking your time. I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
I did. Same to you. And thanks again for having me on.
We'll take a quick break, and then I want to hear from you. Pleased with the outcome? Studio lines are open. Pleased with the outcome of that call in the recent elections? Do you agree with Laura Kelly? Do we not need any property tax relief? Do we not need any income tax relief? Or do you think Renee's right, and you think it's something they need to take up, or they should take up? Or should they follow Laura Kelly's orders? Yeah, I imagine where this is going. Studio lines are open. I want to hear from you. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show, 316-869-1330. We'll be back right after this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world,
DSW is there.
And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. I want to remind you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. AFP is a community of millions of concerned citizens advocating for solutions based on proven principles to tackle the country's most critical challenges. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org. Sign up, get involved, and get activated. Help out where you can. And of course, while you're online, don't forget to follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer. That'll teach me to, no, I told you, Phil, no hot toddies in my coffee when we're on the air. Time now for another Hartman Truth Minute.
Well, now. It is time, maybe past time. Where in the world did the Dems think they could insult the masses and win an election? Okay, the shiny object didn't win. Dems will never stop giving their opinions on false claims and lies. It was a landslide victory per Reagan. Okay, here is reality. President-elect Trump must engage as we know he will. The Honorable Mike Pompeo deserves a front row seat in the Trump administration. His stint as Secretary of State was our nation's best. He is a real leader. I hope he is willing to serve once again. He will do our country proud. We conservatives have the wheel. We must show our mettle. Leadership is Mike Pompeo. We deserve the best of the best. Secretary Pompeo is just that leader.
Well, you know, he may not be in the Trump administration, but there is a governor's election coming up. Who knows? It's a long list. It's a long list at this point. Trust me. It is that time of year. Sponsorships for the John Whitmer Show are now available. If you'd like more information, you can email me, john@knssradio.com. One of our new sponsors is Eck Insurance. They are sending us up to Topeka. We will be broadcasting live one Sunday a month starting on January 12th. We'll be broadcast. Phil will be here in Topeka or here in Wichita. I will be in Topeka. We're broadcasting live starting one Sunday a month. So I'm looking forward to that.
I think that will be interesting.
I think it's going to be cool. Yeah. It'll bring a very new perspective to the show, I think, to have us up there. So, all right. I got to share this. he did it. For those of you who haven't heard, who haven't seen, Joe Biden did it. Big shock. President Biden pardoned his son Hunter earlier this evening, about 6 o'clock, using the power of his office to wave aside years of legal troubles, including a federal conviction for illegally buying a gun and pleading guilty to federal tax evasion. The pardon means Hunter Biden won't be sentenced for his crimes and eliminates any chance of his being sent to prison, which was a very distinct possibility. This is like the ultimate act of nepotism. Comes after Biden had repeatedly promised not to pardon Hunter, going so far as to say he had, quote, too much respect for America's judicial system to interfere. So that's according to multiple media outlets. The White House has not. I'm looking to see if they. Yes, they did issue the official statement here. Let's see, by pardoning his son, Biden reneged on a public promise that he made repeatedly before and after dropping out of the. Well, yeah, because it's now it's you know, he can get away with it. Quote, today I signed a pardon for my son Hunter, full and unconditional pardon, according to a copy of the executive grant of clemency by pardoning his son, yada, yada, yada. Let's see here. In the statement, Biden said he decided to issue the pardon because his son was selectively and unfairly prosecuted. He was treated differently, and that the Congress instigated the charges to attack me and oppose my election. Gee. So what he's saying is that his political opponents weaponized the justice system against him. Does that remind you of anybody? Huh. I thought the Justice Department wasn't ever weaponized for political purposes. We've been hearing that from the media for months now. And yet here we have Joe Biden saying that the Justice Department was weaponized against him politically. Phil, haven't we heard another president saying that the Justice Department was weaponized, and Joe Biden for years has been saying that wasn't the case?
Oh, yeah.
Where have I heard that before?
Mm.
I'm trying to Reagan? No, it wasn't Reagan. Carter, maybe? Clinton? No. Clinton was the one having sex with the interns. Trying to think where I've heard. Oh, Trump! Oh, that's right!
Of course.
Wow. The hypocrisy here is just so. Biden said his political opponents instigated the charges to attack me and oppose my election. Yeah. I mean, it's okay. I mean, we knew this was coming, but still. It's the fact that he did it is just sort of like, okay, I mean, we knew you were going to do it. Nobody bought it when you were saying you wouldn't. We knew that if the only way he wouldn't have done this is if Kamala Harris had won, then he wouldn't have done it. He would have just waited and let Kamala Harris do it so that he could then say, oh, I didn't pardon her. Kamala Harris pardoned him. But still, it's the whole thing is laughable. It's such a joke. But, you know, it's fine. I mean, you can't hate the guy. He's an octogenarian who's not all there mentally and feels sorry for his son. So what can you do? You know, I feel sorry for him. I've got a little over a minute here. I'll take a quick call. Pat, you're on the John Whitmer Show. Happy Thanksgiving, Pat. Pat, you there? There we are. There we go. Hi, Pat.
Country. I'm so grateful to have somebody interested in our borders, and he's going to need all of.
Oh, yes.
Kansas help, too. Once we get into March and November, or March and February, we don't want snow tires going around. We'll need an executive order.
Yes.
We'll need an executive order from the governor protecting Kansas residents from the terrorism that's been going on in other states, the terrorized rural residents.
Well, if we're going to need an executive order from this governor, then we're going to be in trouble. Pat, Laura Kelly doesn't seem to think we have an immigration problem. If she had her druthers, she'd welcome them here with open arms. So I'm hoping that we don't rely on her for that, Pat. We'll take a quick break, and then Curtis Houck from Newsbusters will be with us. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.